Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo ho 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 ho! Man, I'm excited. What a show we're about to have here on this TV theme song Thursday. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
Do it live!
That's right, Bill, live.
I'll write it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
That's right. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, free, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and best of all, 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
That's right. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And man, we do have a great show. We will not have Mr. Chris Broussard today. Hopefully we'll have him back tomorrow in the saddle. Rob G is filling in for Mr. Chris Broussard. Rob G, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Rob Parker. Not as good as you, I can tell, with those wings that are still dripping off your fingers.
Oh, man. We had a holiday party going on as we speak for Premier Networks, right? Is that?
Wow.
They're across the street.
Yep. And we're going to get into this because I have a take that I need to discuss with you regarding your appearance at the Premier holiday party.
Hey, Alex, you know, my hoodie was the talk of the party, though.
Why? What does it say? Magic City hoodie by Rob Parker.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I throw some shekels at that.
Yes, sir. And I got
That's amazing.
And look what I got in my pocket.
Ones?
Come on, Rob G.
This man is a brander.
Come
man
on.
Is savage.
Yes. So yes. Good time over at I need to put my laptop on you too, right?
We'll get to it.
Okay. Yeah, just Elijah. I'm totally sorry, Elijah. I just got caught up. But yes, we will have a great show. Rob G will fill in today, and let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them, of course. Alex is our engineer. Andre is filling in as producer. What's up, Andre?
What's going on? What's going on?
You good? You ready to go?
Ready to get it. Let's go.
Yes, let's do it. And Steve DeSager.
Hey, Steve.
Is at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. And in about 25 minutes or so, Rick Spielman, the former NFL general manager, he'll join us. Rob G, we'll talk with him. So first hour, a lot of stuff to talk about. But let's start here. Thursday Night Football is about to kick off in about an hour and 15 minutes or so. And Baker Mayfield, who is now with the Rams, could actually get the starts. The Raiders against the Rams. The Raiders have won three in a row. Could be four. I think I put a couple shekels down. If they don't beat this Rams team, they're in trouble. But anyway, Baker Mayfield, who they just picked up off of waivers, right, just 2 days ago?
Yep.
Has a chance now, Rob G, to be the starter. He's taken all the starting reps. They haven't officially announced it, so we're kind of waiting, you know, for it to be official, but we're assuming.
Yeah, the only thing official is that he's active. So all three quarterbacks are active. Steve Weish, friend of the show, NFL Network, said that he's been told that whether he starts or not, you're going to get a lot of Baker Mayfield snaps during this game. And Gary Klein of the LA Times is reporting, like you mentioned, Baker getting all of the pregame snaps so far during warmups.
Are you? What do you think? Are you surprised here that they're pushing him in? Now, Walford, is he hurt?
He is hurt. He's dealing with
a neck
injury.
He's got something with a neck?
Yes. They have Bryce Perkins. I don't know why they wouldn't play him. You know, he's been
the third string. Yeah. He knows at least the system.
Exactly.
He's been in the quarterback room. But anyway, you have a off the wall take, it is off the wall. You just hate Baker Mayfield. Is that what it is?
I do not hate Baker Mayfield.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield was doing big things for short people for a very long time. And you know that I respect that, Rob Parker, as someone who was also vertically challenged.
Yes.
But having said that, I told you guys, when he was still in Carolina, before he even got released, before he even got benched in Carolina.
He asked to be released in Carolina. No. Don't spin it.
Before
Bill O'Reilly, don't spin it.
Got benched.
Did he ask for his release? I'm just asking.
I have no idea.
Yes, he did. Okay, go ahead.
In any event, I was saying this early. I said this is going to be Baker Mayfield's last season in the NFL because I didn't think he had the mental makeup or maturity to be a backup. That's going back to Oklahoma and Cleveland, you know, the tweets, the t-shirts, the podcast appearances. He was a lightning rod for criticism, and a lot of times he brought it upon himself. Well, now he goes to the Rams, and a lot of people are saying, not you, but a lot of people are saying, well, you know, he's in a good system with Sean McVay. Sean McVay's the quote-unquote quarterback whisperer. Look what he did for Jared Goff. Look what he's done for Matthew Stafford. He's going to, you know, revitalize Baker Mayfield's NFL career. I think that's hogwash. I think Baker Mayfield, what you're going to see tonight, minimum two turnovers if he really does start, because I don't think it's fair that he's not going to know the playbook. But moving forward the rest of the season, this is going to be the last month of Baker Mayfield's NFL career, in my opinion.
I want to bet wings on this, because you cannot be more wrong. The NFL, Rob G., they don't have any quarterbacks. There's about 15 teams that desperately need a quarterback. And if you think Baker Mayfield will not be on a roster, just like you didn't think that when he didn't immediately leave the Browns, oh, nobody wants Baker. And not only did he go to Carolina, he went as a starter. There will be a place for him. The NFL is filled with terrible quarterbacks. Would you agree with that? Can you at least give me that?
I've seen the Houston Texans play. Yes, there are
terrible.
Some very bad quarterbacks.
Look at behind Matthew Stafford. Wolford, and who's the other guy? Excuse me.
Bryce Perkins.
Sounds like a game show host. Why, he ain't a quarterback. who is this?
But look,
there's not that, there will be a spot for him.
But Rob, I agree with you. There is a lot of bad quarterback play. I mean, I'm a Raider fan. I've seen
okay.
a lot of bad quarterback
so
play.
So at least you could at least be
yes.
Acknowledge that.
But let me put some facts down on you, okay? Baker Mayfield on the season, has a total quarterback rating of 15.3.
Okay.
To put that into perspective.
He had a bad year.
to put that into perspective, it was just a bad year. Okay. Since that became a stat in 2006, there have been 521 eligible qualified quarterbacks. Do you know where Baker Mayfield's 15.3 ranks over that span?
Near the bottom. I'm hoping it's near the bottom because that stink. Yeah, near the bottom.
520. And actually, I was wrong. I gave him too much credit. It's actually 13.8. The 15.3 was for this last couple of weeks. So it's gone even, that's even improvement from where he's been most of the season. 13.8. Baker Mayfield, relative to other NFL quarterbacks, including John Walford and Bryce Perkins and the guys in Houston, he's got a weak arm, relatively. He's immobile, relatively. He is undersized, relatively. And his ego is that of a Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen type.
He's toned it down. Can you at least acknowledge? We don't even hear anything from him.
Because he hasn't been, he had a microphone in his face to say anything.
But here's the issue. And what you fail to mention while you do that is that he won 11 games where there was no OBJ on that team.
Right.
They went to the playoffs, beat their rivals. The Browns hadn't won a playoff game since the Louisiana Purchase was in escrow.
That joke still works.
Yeah, it still works. I'm just trying to tell you, it was a long time. Can you give him that? Remember, his coach wasn't even at the game. He had COVID and about four other people.
Right.
And they won that. And remember, they played the Kansas City Chiefs close in that playoff game, no?
Yeah, who did they lose to? No. Chad Henne. Not even Patrick Mahomes.
No,
they lost
I remember
to Chad
that.
Henne.
Chad Henne. And let me tell you something. Remember they made that dangerous pass at the end for a first down?
Yeah.
Dude, I couldn't believe. And if you remember, Tony Romo was doing the game. Do you remember? Tony Romo goes, oh, no, they're lined up. They're trying to draw them outside. There's no way they're throwing a ball on this play. And they threw the ball. It was the most dangerous play. If that was incomplete and they gave the Browns the ball there, but they got the first down and they were able to run out the clock or whatever. So my point is, there will be a place for him. There's always a place because he was the top pick. There are always coaches who have egos, Rob G. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to fix him.
Yeah.
Oh, he was in the wrong system. Well, he went to Carolina and got rid of McCaffrey, right? Yep. That took away
an NFL general manager like women. They love to fix guys.
They
think it's a reclamation project for them.
I'm going to show you how smart I am. No, Baker, we take Baker off the scrap heap. Rob G., I'm not saying Baker is of this ilk. It wasn't long ago that everybody said Tua can't play.
Right.
Would you agree with that?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They were putting in Fitz Pumpkin because they didn't believe that Tua was good. They got him some players. They got a new coach. And all of a sudden, this guy ran off 8 or 9 wins in a row or whatever it was. So all I'm saying is Baker's not going anywhere yet. I do believe he'll get an opportunity, and God forbid, if he plays well, you said 2 picks tonight or 2 turnovers?
2 turnovers, minimum, if he starts, yep.
So we got wings. Let's just do wings.
Okay, on this game or the rest of the season?
No, to this game.
So the 2 picks turnovers?
He needs 2 turnovers.
Okay, so over, under, 1.5. I get over, you get under.
So he has to get 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let's do that. He has to have 2 for you to win.
Yes.
Okay.
Rob, that's a terrible bet for you.
No, it's not.
He's been there for 3 days.
He's not going to have against the Raiders? No. All right, and the Raiders better win. You better hope your team wins.
Oh, they're going to. The road to the playoffs starts tonight, Rob Parker.
So here you go. So again, you're saying that this is the last month of Baker Mayfield's career.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Rob G, man, I mean, that's a hot take. That has some hot sauce on it, jalapeno peppers. That's a real hot take.
Baker Mayfield might be, you know, co-hosting with you this time next year.
Really?
Because, you know, he's going to be out of the NFL, and Chris likes to take a lot of time off.
Okay. I'm always here.
Yeah, he'll be with you on Christmas.
All right. I can't wait to hear this. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you buying Rob G? Are you with Rob G? Is this the last month of Baker Mayfield's NFL career? We'll continue the conversation next with you. It is The Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker here. Rob G there. You there. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Unless you're trying to fill in on the Odd Couple, Baker May.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Man, this is a police theme right here. One out of 12, one out of 12. It is the Odd Couple on a TV theme song Thursday here on Fox Sports Radio. One out of 12, one out of 12. Welcome to the Fox Sports Radio tailgate presented by the Big Green Egg. Nothing beats the flavor of live fire cooking on the Big Green Egg. It's the most versatile grill you'll ever own, backed by a lifetime warranty. Roll with the best. Shop online for free delivery at biggreenegg.com. Lifetime warranty, free home delivery, biggreenegg.com. Hey, Rob G?
Yes, Rob.
Go get green egged.
I would love to get green egged.
There you go. 877
99.
Dr. Seuss on line two, that's Rob G.
877-99 on Fox. Are you buying Rob G's claim, his hot take, if you will, that this is the last month of Baker Mayfield's NFL career?
Hell no.
Y'all that's better right. be buying it.
I'm not buying it. Let's see.
Let's start off with our buddy Jerome in Charleston. Jerome, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
It's not going to be his last year. He'll find somewhere he can play football for somebody, okay? He's too young. What is he, 27 years old, 28? No. But by the way, the Heisman Trophy, another Oklahoma Bus quarterback with their nice Heisman Trophy. And fingernail painting boy out there in Southern California, he can't run around anymore against Utah. What happened? They right. lost. He's going to be a bust too.
Wow. All right, Jerome. Thanks. Maybe John Gruden, you know, he doesn't like USC quarterbacks, right?
No, he does not. He does not. We'll get into that a little bit later.
We definitely will. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's keep it moving. Friend of the show, Mark in Sacramento. Mark, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Mark?
Zabman. Hey, Rob G.
What's up,
man? I love you to death. I love you to death, but this is a hot take, man. That dude's got a Heisman Trophy, which he shouldn't have got.
So does
he's overrated.
He's better overrated. Than Tim Tebow.
He's Johnny Manziel without all the partying and drugs. That's who he is.
Okay.
And that's
Johnny Manziel in the NFL.
Yeah,
he was a first round pick too.
He'll get a job.
He will get a job.
Got a Heisman Trophy scare. He was drafted number one, and they were wrong at that.
But nobody got a Heisman Trophy.
That's why.
For Scott McClure.
No, but that's fine. But Rob G, will you, Mark? There's nothing but bad quarterbacks in this league.
I agree. But half of them are bad.
Half of them
are bad.
There's a reason why guys, and thanks for the call, Mark. There's a reason why guys who are more talented still get washed out of the NFL before guys who are less talented. Because being a backup quarterback is not about your talent level. It's about your mental makeup, your ability to be subservient, and to support the guy who's in front of you.
Did you just see what happened in Atlanta? Where Mariota's out again, right? Okay,
right.
And they went to some young kid who I don't know. But my point is Atlanta.
Right.
Matt Ryan, isn't he out in Indianapolis?
He's still starting,
okay,
technically.
But you know it's going to be a matter of time. There's two teams right there that are probably going to move off of people.
Right.
And the Jets moved off their number two pick in the draft already.
Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Zach Wilson, this is what, year two? Year three?
Three.
Okay, year three.
But I'm just saying.
He has pedigree. Would you be shocked if he gets to year five and he's out of the NFL?
But the difference with him, he has nothing. Baker at least won you a playoff game, Rob G. Can you give him that and had 11 wins?
He did win a playoff game.
And didn't he play well that year?
Yes, that season he played well.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
In the playoff game, Rob, did the Steelers not have four turnovers in the first
quarter?
That's
fine. That's football.
So Baker Mayfield gets the win because the defense forced four
turnovers.
That's
football. The turnovers, what, are you going to take them away? Tom Brady, didn't he get a
no, you're right.
Okay. Tom Brady
you're
gets
right.
a break all the time,
that's
doesn't
true.
He?
And that's an argument that we keep having to force
yes.
down. All right,
877-99 on Fox.
Let's keep it moving. Dre is in Michigan. Dre, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Dre?
Rob, what's good?
What's up,
how
man?
You?
Not much. Hey, Rob Park, I got a proposition for you right quick.
What's that?
We're going to start a GoFundMe for you so you can bet against the Pistons so we can at least make it to the playoffs. You can do that.
Hey,
so we'll fund it, but you got to make the bet.
Every time I bet, they win.
They do.
That's what I'm saying.
Dre, it is. If we looked at it from last year, Rob G, am I right? Like every time I bet against them, they don't even cover. They win
no,
the
they
game.
They win outright. Every
I know.
Time.
I know.
All right.
I listen. I know.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, but I'm gonna put it on layaway, and this is why. Because I, like they say, pride comes before the fall. Now, if he'd have stayed with Cleveland, he'd have had a squad around him. He'd have been doing good. But everywhere he's going, like the teams are depleted. Carolina didn't have a lot of talent. Now, most of the wide receivers for the Rams are hurt. And, Rob, you can't keep bringing up this Pittsburgh, him beating Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Dre, my point is, if you go and talk about some of these other quarterbacks, they don't even have that on their resume. That's
right.
The only reason I bring that up,
mm-hmm.
is he did win a playoff game.
Yes.
That's all. I'm just saying the other guys haven't done anything. 877-99 on fire.
Right, we got time for one more. Let's squeeze in our buddy Trey in Pennsylvania. Trey, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Trey?
All right. So as a lifelong Steelers fan, I was never worried about facing the Browns until Baker Mayfield became the quarterback. Now, they did build a great team around him, but he went through numerous head coaches and still kept that franchise above water. That was, you know, terrible for
25 years, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much all I got.
Well,
all right. Well, yeah, I don't see him being out of the NFL anytime soon. I think he's going
to
pop around. You know,
sure.
But thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. And Rob, before we get to Steven Sager, wouldn't you agree, though, that, you know, Baker has had success in the NFL? You brought that up. Is it fair to say the only success he's had is when they took the ball out of his hands?
No, because if you go back that year, there were games. I remember once on the road, and I don't have the exact who they played, where he had to throw.
He had a game against Baltimore.
Do you remember that game?
Yeah,
he had four touchdowns. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. And he had to throw the ball. It wasn't a where they ran the ball. And they had a great running game. And that was the year he played really well. And then the next year, he was hurt. Mm-hmm. Chris never wants to really acknowledge that.
Right.
He played through an injury, and I think that was a mistake.
Yes.
Because if you're not, because they held it against him.
You're right.
That's all. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And also brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Now let's welcome into the Odd Couple, Rick Spielman, former NFL general manager. You're on the Odd Couple, Rob G, Rob Parker. What's up, Rick? How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Yes, always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Let's start with the Thursday night game. It looks like Baker Mayfield's going to start for the Rams. I mean, this was they just picked him up a couple days ago. What do you make of this? And what do you expect from Baker joining a team 48 hours ago?
Geez, especially at that position, it's extremely difficult. One, just learning the language of the offense. Two, I don't even know if he's met everybody in the locker room by now or not. So it'll be interesting to see how simplified their offense is tonight to make at least Baker have a chance to have a chance. But I can understand if, you know, a defensive guy or maybe a guy that can just rely off of his natural athletic ability to just go out there and try to perform. But when you're asking a quarterback and to read coverages, to adjust pass protections, which I'm sure their center will do tonight, that's tough sledding.
We just had a little debate and some calls about Baker's future in the NFL. Rob G, my partner today, was like, this is going to be the last month of his NFL career. I could not disagree more because there aren't a lot of good quarterbacks, and he's had some success, and I know he's had some failure as well. There will be some team and some coach who will believe that they can utilize Baker. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no. He's not done playing after this year. Someone at least would be keep him as a backup. I don't know if he's going to be the player that was the number one overall pick a few years ago from that standpoint, but he's more than talented enough to be a backup or to potentially even be a bridge until if someone drafts someone young and they're not ready to play yet. So maybe it's like a Marcus Mariota situation, but who knows how it'll unfold this offseason, but there's no reason I can see, and I understand his ups and downs, why he would not be a viable backup for someone next year or a bridge quarterback.
No doubt about it. And I always bring up that he won that playoff game, the first one in Cleveland in about 25 years, and they had a good year. And last year, Rick, helped me. I know he played with an injury. Should that be held against him? I mean, he went out and tried to play, but I thought he was injured last year.
Yeah, did they win that playoff game 25 years ago? Is that what you said?
No, I said no. I'm saying that was the first playoff win in Cleveland in like 25 years when he did win that game. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it seems like 25 years ago. But I think where it really probably hurt him is after they made that trade and he went down to Carolina, and I understand the situation he was going in down there. But he seemed to really struggle down there when he won a starting job. And whether it's the coaching change or whatever's going on down there, that kind of maybe tarnished him a little bit to say, well, you know, he had another chance.
Right.
And he got traded down there and he got an opportunity to go through all training camp, learn the system. But when he played, he did struggle. And they struggled to put points on the board for whatever reason. Internally why they did. And then Sam Darnold comes in and does a halfway decent job in his first start for him. So the other thing that I think was interesting is whether he requested to be released, but by Carolina releasing him, that also helped get some money off their books.
Right.
That someone picked him up and claimed him. So, and like I said, he'll get an opportunity next year. To what degree, I think that's yet to be determined.
Let's talk about another quarterback who has just fallen off the cliff. Russell Wilson with Denver. Everybody thought, Rick, that add Russell Wilson, add some water, stir, and you're going to the Super Bowl because they have this defense that was allowing like 17 points a game, and it has been a disaster, starting with new coach Nathaniel Can't Hack It, who has been a disaster, but Russell Wilson has been terrible as well. What are you seeing? What's happened to him?
Pain. Just watch. It's just very painful to watch their offense.
Yes.
It's just like you watch their games, and it's just like getting your tooth pulled while you're watching. It's just painful. There's no rhythm. You know, Russ has always been like a play-action guy to do some of this stuff. The scheme that Hackett put in, I don't know if that married up to what Russell Wilson actually does. He's not the same athlete he was a few years ago. So when things broke down, he was able to make plays with his legs. But there's just no rhythm to what he's doing. And whether that's play calling, whether it's him not fitting the scheme, and then they're trying to adjust the scheme mid-season, which is also difficult to do. I know they've got a ton of injuries up front on the offensive line. You know, their receivers have been in and out and injured. I know Hamler's been down with a hamstring. And so they've had a lot of injuries as well, but it just seems like there's just no rhythm or there's something that's not connecting between what they're trying to run and what Russell Wilson's skill set is.
Our guest is Rick Spielman, the former NFL general manager, joining us here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Brock Purdy is the quarterback for the 49ers. This team is ready to win. They got everything else. They had their quarterback, and now Jimmy G's going to be out. I doubt he makes it back for the playoff run or whatever. Can they still win with Brock Purdy?
I give a lot of credit to Kyle Shanahan, understanding the personnel that he has. I mean, they have playmakers all over that offensive side of the ball that just fall off trees. And then the way their defense, I don't think there's a better defense in the NFL playing as well as the San Francisco 49ers defense is. So Purdy has to go out there and basically manage the game, get the ball into the playmakers' hands and let them go do what they do and get paid to do. So it'll be interesting to see if Kyle Shanahan adjusts his offense a little bit. It was kind of like no one has scouted Purdy yet, and so it was great to see what he did last week. But what will be interesting is what he does going forward, because all of a sudden there's a lot of smart guys on the defensive side, smart coaches on the defensive side of the ball. And once they see or get a feel for Purdy and what kind of offense they're going to run with him, it'll be interesting to see if he has that same success that he did in the first time he played. I kind of want to look at a little bit, like, you remember Mike White when he came in last year and had the big game, and then all of a sudden the next game, or I can't remember what game it was, he threw three interceptions and he was not very good going forward. So be interested, because the coaches and the defensive coaches kind of got a bead on what his strengths and weaknesses are. So it'll be interesting to see how this proceeds. The only thing that I would say is they have so many playmakers on offense, Kyle Shanahan's such a creative play caller, and they got the best defense in the NFL that will still give them a chance.
Last thing, Rick, I want to ask you about the Packers and the Jordan Love. Everybody wants to see him play, but as long as you're viable and have a shot to win, and I look at the Packers' schedule, there are games that are winnable and you might be able to sneak into the playoffs somehow. Aaron Rodgers has to play, doesn't he?
Yeah, you can't sit Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, he's been an MVP of this league. He's had a down year this year, but as long as you have a chance to still maybe get in the playoffs, you have to play Aaron Rodgers because he's going to give you the best chance to win. If they get to a point where the season is over and they're out of the playoffs, it'll be interesting to see how they approach that then, whether they want to see Jordan Love. But like I said, you have to give all the due respect to Aaron Rodgers and what he's earned over his career. And if you do decide to maybe sit him, you better have a pretty significant conversation with him, and he better be in agreement with what your decision is.
No doubt. His name is Rick Spielman. Hey, Rick, thanks for all the knowledge, my man. Great job. We appreciate you. Happy holidays.
Okay, thanks. Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Songs that made the hit parade.
You're the worst, Alex.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
And you knew which states. Everybody pulled his weight.
Why are we supposed to be playing Christmas music?
G-R-O-L-A sour
and green. They're all at the Christmas party.
Okay. There we go. It is a TV theme song Thursday. I love it, Alex.
Thank you,
girls
Rob.
Were girls and
I
men
hate
were
Alex
men.
So much.
It is the Odd Couple. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Alex, you know you might need one for a Christmas gift. You know what I'm saying? I'm
I would love one, Rob.
Trying to help you out a little bit.
Nothing like keeping your stuff clean, you know?
That's right. Trimmed up nice.
Stocking stuffer.
There you go. Literally.
Something stuffer.
Well, yeah.
No.
Alex has been stuffing his stocking for a long time. All right. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City. The home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, there we go, Shekel City. Rob G, I always tell you, bet MGM if you want to.
Love bet MGM.
Bet MGM. I'm going to MGM Grand this weekend.
Friend of the show.
That's right. Can't wait. I'll see Lamar when I'm there. But the last night, Chris, Rob G, 1-2 last night. Tonight, I put some shekels down. I'm feeling really, really good about this. You ready? Raiders, your Raiders, okay. -6.5 at the Rams.
Easy money.
Wow. Okay. I think that's like put your kids' college tuition down on that game.
I got like $7 in that account, so yes.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Seven will be $21. Thanks, Monty. Then I got Spurs +1.5 at home taking on the Rockets, and the Nuggets +1.5 at the Blazers. So I have two road underdogs, right, getting points in the NBA. So remember, I got Raiders -6.5, Spurs +1.5, Nuggets +1.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. All right, Rob G, your Los Angeles Dodgers. This is your town. And you know the Dodgers, they sell 4 million tickets every year.
Yep.
They're the new evil empire, bigger than the Yankees. They're throwing around money like it's going out of style until now. Why are they not spending money? They didn't do anything. The Padres, everybody's spending money, throwing around billions of dollars in MLB contracts.
They sat out the Aaron Judge sweepstakes. They sat out the Xander Bogarts. They didn't make a serious offer for Trey Turner. And now we found out why. According to the LA Times, there's agents around Major League Baseball who are of the belief that the reason why the Dodgers are sitting out this current winter session of free agency is because they're saving their shekels, shout out Rob Parker, for Shohei Ohtani
in
2023.
So they think they're going to be able to, like, let's save our money. Let's not go sign anybody. Let's wait for Shohei.
Yep, luxury tax. Keep that low so we can get Shohei Ohtani.
Right. And of course, he's in Anaheim, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. And he's close by. He did pick, remember, a lot of teams wanted him. He picked the Angels.
And he's obviously dissatisfied with them.
Yeah.
Based on the comments he's been making the last few months.
There's no doubt. I mean, he wants to be in the postseason.
He wants to win.
And he wants to win and be on the big stage. But I got news for the Dodgers. They won't be the only team vying for Shohei Ohtani. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that.
I think he would be up for grabs for a lot of teams who would love to have him. I remember in New York when they had Matsui.
Godzilla. Godzilla. That's a great nickname.
A great nickname. And all the people from Japan, Rob G, when they came to New York, Yankee Stadium was on their list of things to do.
Yep.
And to see Matsui play for the Yankees, he was a big draw. And it was amazing. I know the Yankees during that time did very, very well with Shohei. But the Dodgers, I'm not buying this. The one thing I don't like is all of a sudden, they're acting like they're playing with looking for coupons.
Right.
And they are on welfare.
Like they're shopping at Marshall's, yeah, like me and Rob Parker.
Exactly. I mean, we don't have the money. They got the money.
Right.
And look at the Padres. Look at what they did. And if you're a Dodger fan, do you feel good? Like, first of all, the Padres beat you in the playoffs,
yes,
this past year. They have pitching. They're going to get one of the best players back in Tatis Jr. in May.
Right.
And they just added Bogarts, who's a tremendous player.
Yep.
I mean, who's better on paper now?
Easily the Padres.
Padres. And Jason Hayward, who they got for 50 right. cents today.
And they got rid of Trey Turner. There is no scenario, no matter how blue your glasses are, that you can say that the Dodgers today
on paper
got better.
They didn't get better.
They got worse. The Padres got better. So how can you say with a straight face, I'm still confident in them owning that division?
And Cody Bellinger, who was one of their guys, and right, I get it that he's been down the last 2 years, but he's off the team now.
Yep.
Trey Turner's gone, who mm-hmm. they traded with Scherzer, right?
Yep.
And there's a good chance that Justin Turner's going to be gone as well.
Yep. Walker Buehler's out for next season. And it's just, I don't understand, especially if you're the Dodgers, because they've been one of the preeminent teams here in the last decade or so. They're in the contention every season. Why are you taking this quote-unquote gap year to wait for Ohtani for something that's not even guaranteed that he would sign with you next season? I don't get it.
No doubt. All right, hour number two of the Odd Couple's coming up. Stick and stay!
Everybody in the U.S. of A!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.